right, so today we're this is the last full share of the summer, and we're going to be doing the sugya of Ger Katan in one easy lesson. I don't know how we're going to do it. We'll see if we get all the way through it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe whatever we don't get through, we'll be able to sneak in on Sunday morning or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe tonight before Marv. I don't know. We'll see. What's the Shabbos? I don't know. The Shabbos is going to be late already. We'll see. What? I don't think we have anything 9:15 scheduled tonight, but so let's see how far we get. Maybe we'll finish the whole thing. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe
2
to 6 a.m.
2 to 6 a.m. What was I? Yeah, this sugya has a very special place in my heart because it's the very first sugya I ever heard of Shachtas say Shiron, and understood some of it. We were learning Ksubas my Shana Aleph in Keren B'Yavne. And Rav Shachter, I remember seeing Rav Shachter walk into the Beis Medrash. My Rebbe Rav Silver went over to greet him, and he said, "What's the yeshiva learning this year?" And Rav Silver said, "Ksubas." And he said, "And where are you holding?" And he said, "Daf Yud Aleph." And he said, "Oh, okay." And then he got up and said a Shir Kvali on Ger Katan, and that was the first time I had ever seen anyone do that. Just walk in. Find out on the spot. So Rav Sacks does that all the time also. And I asked Rav Sacks once, like, how do you do that? And he said, these yeshivas aren't learning the most esoteric things. it's one of four masechtas. So he didn't think that it was such a big deal. But I don't know, to me it still seems like a pretty big deal. So, and I remember, like, we had been learning Ger Katan and Silver Shear probably, I don't know, for a week at least. And like Rav Shachter said, in like 1 hour, what we had, you know, spent a whole week doing, which was like super impressive. So one of my chaverim joked, Rav Silver's a close talmud of Rav Shachter, so one of my chaverim joked that it's amazing how much more you can get done when you don't have to start every sentence with Rav Shachter says. All right. So anyway, so the Gemara increases. Goes through the process of Geirus and includes Mila, Tvila, Hartzaz, Damin, and the Sugis in Yevamos fill in all the details. So you have a little bit in Krisos, you have a lot of bit in Yevamos, but when it comes to Ger Katan, Krisos doesn't help you, Yevamos doesn't help you. What you need is the Sugya in Mesachas, Ksubis, and Daf Yud Aleph. The only way to learn the halachos of Ger Katan is by going through that Sugya, and there are lots of questions to deal with. For example, is the Geirus valid midoraisa or only midrabanan? Is there a difference in a Geirus whether a child comes together with his parents, with neither of his parents, with one parent or the other? What is the precise role of the Beis Din in this Geirus? Where is the Kabbalah's mitzvot? How do we understand Higdilu Yucholim Limchos? Which begs the question whether when he is Higdilu Yucholim Limchos, is the Geirus Nekar Lemafreya? Is it only Mikanu La'aba? What about the wine that he touches in the interim? Does that all become Stam Yeinam, Yain Nesach, Mitrabanan? So a lot of confusing elements to the sugya. So let's try to like chart out like a basic, at least a basic Chakira, and then see how it plays out in Lamdus and in Halacha. So the Gemara in Ksubas says that Geirus works through Zachon Adam Shlo Befanav. So you read that statement, Rav Huna, that you Matbilin Oso Al Das Beis Din. So it seems like a huge chiddush. Matbilin Oso Al Das Beis Din. He has no das whatsoever. And all of a sudden, Beis Din is allowed to provide das to a kid who doesn't have any das? That's a wild chiddush. And what's most shocking is that the very next word in the Gemara, after it drops this, you know, this atomic bomb on us, that Matbilin Oso Al Das Beis Din, the Gemara's very next word is, Pshita, it's obvious. Zachon Adam Shlo Befanav. We already know the concept of Zachon Adam Shlo Befanav. You can be zocher on behalf of a person. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Huna didn't really teach us any chiddush about zachin. You're right. It's obvious that Matbilin Oso Al Das Beis Din is a perfectly good application of zachin. The chiddush of Rav Huna is that it is a zuchus. That you might have thought it's not a zuchus. So Rav Huna's entire chiddush is that yes, it is a zuchus. So the concept that zachin should apply to turning someone into a ger, that's not chiddush. That's obvious. But the whole chiddush is that it is in fact a zuchus. Because if you were to stop most adults on the street and you would say, hey, how would you like to give up all your favorite foods and start eating only kosher? And how would you like to take one day a week where you can't even use your phone or turn on the lights or drive your car or anything? Doesn't that sound awesome? So most of the time they would say, that sounds terrible. I do not want to do that, right? That does not sound like a zuchus. at all. So the Gemara says, you might think that that's not a zechus, and therefore zachen doesn't apply. Kamashimla, and that's only for an adult. But when you're dealing with a child who doesn't know any different, and a child who who's lo ta'am, tam di isura, he was never raised with all of these freedoms, so to speak. So for him, it's a zechus to have that meaning and that structure in his life. So essentially, there are two rules over here. There is the rule of, the Geirus works midin, the Gemara seems to say midin zachen adam shel lefanav, right? That seems to be very clear in the Gemara. But Tosos and all the Rishonim ask, how is this possible? Zechiah itself, zachen adam shel lefanav works mitam shlichus. Essentially what Zechiah is that you become a shliach without a minui shlichus. Normally in order to become someone's shliach, someone has to appoint you to be a shliach. Right, I can't represent you if you didn't hire me to represent you or ask me to represent you. But the concept of Zechiah is that if it's something that's really undoubtedly good for you and it's obvious that you would want it, you just didn't have a chance to have a conversation with me, to ask me to do something for you, so then I could become your shliach even without a minoy shlichus. So if I see something that you would like, you know, I see a book or something that I know you would enjoy very much, and it's lying there on the street, so I could pick it up for you, even though you never asked me to pick it up for you, because I could represent you without you asking me. So it's a shlichus without a minoy shlichus. And the thing is that when it comes to shlichus, neither a katan nor a nachri are eligible for shlichus, are allowed to make a shliach. And this child is both a katan and a nachri. So that's really problematic. And it's so strange that the Gemara says that it's pasha to apply zachin to geirus katan, considering that zachin doesn't work midaraisa for a child. It only works midrabanan for a child. So essentially, when you put both rules together, that zechiyah is mitam shlichus, and that ain't shlichus l'katan, you end up with a giant question mark of how we could be mekayer a child, right? And that's the kasha that all of the Rishonim deal with. And I think there are basically four approaches in Rishonim. There may be more details, but four basic approaches. Tosfos writes over here, first the biggest chiddush. Tosfos says v'nir l'ri d'achanami d'zachlo midrabanan. That ain't achanami. You're right. Both rules are correct. Zechiah is mitam shlichus. There's no shlichus for a katan on a darais level, only on a terabanan level. And when we say that geirus katan works, midin zachon adam shel lefanav, it means geirus katan works midrabanan. So is the person Jewish? Kinda, you know, midrabanan. K'damri nasim the katan is zechiah midrabanan. It happens to be two gersos in that Gemara, whether it says that he has zechiah midrabanan or he has zechiah. V'avgav da'akati ovid chavim hu. What about the fact that he's a nachri? Don't worry, he's asi l'chal shlichus. Inami kivet the b'hach zechiah nasi Yisrael havelik Yisrael gamar lini zechiah. Or maybe you could say that since through the zechiah he's becoming a Yisrael, so he doesn't have the drawback of being a nachri, where a nachri can't have shlichus because for this act he's a Yisrael because he's becoming a Yisrael. So that's one possibility, Tulsa says. You know, again, as far as the fact that he's a Nachri, either you could say that he's destined to become a Jew and therefore he's eligible for Shlichus, or since he becomes a Yisrael, it's like Bayin Kechad, all happens at the same time. So Tulsa asks, though, Vim Tomar, Hechi, Avigar, Midraban, Vishar, Midrale, Bibas Yisrael, Vikidush of Kiddush, Nominator, Vichavmu. So Tulsa says, it's great, you're going to tell me the guy is Jewish, Midrabanan? How do you let him get married if he's Jewish midrabanan? So Tulsa says, Chacham have the right to be okert of merator even become asay sometimes. Then Tulsa said that the only time we have a ger katan min hatorah is if the mother was pregnant when she converted, because the Gemara Nivam Safayin Ches says that an oved chacham is in skaira, but not in a tzorach tevila. So first mahalik is, you know, is the one that is most loyal to the sugya. It's most loyal to the Gemara in terms of it keeps all the rules intact, right? The rules are that zechiah works within shlichus. The rules are that there's no shlichus for a katan. So Tos says in hachinam, all those rules are 100% true. We don't have to compromise any of them. We don't have to twist any of them. We don't have to minimize any of them. But the geirus is only midrabanan, meaning what it yields is that, therefore, this geirus that we're talking about, it's not really a geirus. Meaning it doesn't really work as strongly as we would like a geirus to work. So that's one mahalik. Then Tosfos adds that no, it could be that it's a Geirus min HaTorah, because even though he doesn't have Zechiya, maybe that rule that there's no Zechiya for a Katan is negotiable. Meaning, again, the whole question is based on two premises: that there's no Zechiya for a Katan, and that Zechiya works with Din Shlichus, right? And that Geirus Katan works with Din Zachon Letem Shlo B'Fanav. So maybe this idea that a Katan doesn't have Zechiya is negotiable. Maybe it's not an ironclad rule. Maybe the Katan doesn't have Zechiya for things that are Ktsas Chov. But Hachash, Zechus Gomer, who Yeshlo Shlichus. Maybe when it's a Zechus Gomer, he has Shlichus. The concept of Ein Shlichus the Katan is only when it's like, you know, you're hemming and hawing. It can go one way, it can go the other way. Is it good for him? Is it bad for him? Yeah, it's probably good for him. So let's try to do Zachon Adam. So for that case, a Katan's not going to have Zechiya. When, you know, when it seems that it's pretty good for it. But when it's something that's a Zechus Gomer, that it's so obvious that 100% of the time it's going to be a Zechus Gomer, it's going to be a good thing for the person, then maybe a Katan actually does have Zechiya min HaTorah. So Tosfos basically modifies the rule of Ein Zechiya L'Katan in order to make it that this Geirus can work min HaTorah. You have a similar idea. The Shach says something similar in the Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach writes that Ein Shlichus L'Katan doesn't apply when supervised by a Beis Din, since Beis Din is the apotropos shel Yesomin. And the Gemara in Kedushim learns from Pesukim in Parshas Maaseh that a Beis Din can buy and sell things from a child's estate because they represent the Yesomin. That a Beis Din has the right to be the Bailim over everything the Yesomim have. So the Gzeres HaKasov is that an individual can't do things for a Katan, but a Beis Din can. Meaning in a Chinami. Ein Shlichus L'Katan, Ein Zechiya L'Katan. That's a person can't do things for a Katan, says the Shach. But a Beis Din? A Beis Din can always do things for a Katan. It's a Din D'Oraisa. That a Beis Din can buy and sell for a Katan. That they become an apotropos for the Katan. Midoraisa, they could do things. And it's not only on Dine Maminus. Midoraisa, a Beis Din could take true. It could be Mafresh Trumas Maishas for a Katan. So says the Shach, that's where the Geirus comes in. That it could be Zocha for the Katan in the sense that there as a Midin apotropos. So again, similar to Tosfos in the sense that of these ideas that there's no shlichus for a katan and there's no zechiyah for a katan and the zechiyah is mitam shlichus, what he's chipping away at is that there's no shlichus for a katan. He says, yes, there is, kind of. Right? Meaning, so Tosfos chipped away at it by saying, when it's a zechus gomer, there is. The Shach says, when you're a Beis Din, there is. Right? There is shlichus for a katan and zechiyah for a katan in those cases. So that's Mahalik number two. So again, Mahalik number one, Tosfos started off by saying, the whole Geirus is only Midrabban. Mahalik number two is Tosfos says, no, the Geirus is Midaraisa. And the din of Ein, that there's no Zechiyah for a Katan, is not an ironclad rule, it's a negotiable rule. Either when it's a Zechus Gomer, like Tosfos says, or when you're a Beis Din acting on behalf of the Katan, like the Shach says. The Ritva in Ksubas Yud Aleph says that Zechiyah is just not Mitam Shlichas at all. Meaning, that's the piece that's missing. You think Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus? Nah! It's a long run in Maseches Kiddushin about whether that's true, whether Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus or not. Essentially, instead of compromising on the rule of Ein Shlichus HaKatan, the Ritva compromises on Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. Right? Meaning, we said, if it's true, right, we had two rules, that Zechiyah works Mitam Shlichus, and that Ein Shlichus HaKatan, we're stuck with how does Ger Katan work. So whereas Tosfos and the Shach said, Ein Shlichus HaKatan is a negotiable rule, right? They chipped away at that premise. The Ritva takes away the other premise. That you're going to tell me that Zechiyah works with Ein Shlichus? No, it doesn't. Totally different thing. Now, Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that Ger Katan is not Midin Zachen at all. That Ger Katan is not Midin Zachen. Oh, this is the biggest glitch. We had two premises, and the premise created the kasha because the Gemara said that we're allowed to be matbilin osal das Beis Din, and the Gemara said pshita zachen adam shlo b'fanav, which tells me that the whole thing works within zechiya. What comes along tells the Sanhedrin, ger katan is not about zachen. Tells the Sanhedrin says the zechiya the ger is lo dami l'sharish techuyos. It's not like a zechiya that you have throughout Shas.
What
Therefore, he's a ger min haTorah. What does that mean? That since it's something that's done begufo shel the kid, it's being done on the kid. That's not zachin. Zachin is you're acquiring something for him. Zachin is now that item that I found on the floor that I know you wanted, so I was koneh it for you. But when it's begufo of the person, you don't need zachia. It's a direct ma'isa begufo. The Rashman Ksubas Tafir Aleph writes, V'alvak of the Kaimilan Shein Zachin Lagoi, Hacha Shaini Shagiruso Zuchuso Ban Ke'echad. Well, that's actually, V'chein Matzinu Lavasein Matzinu Zachin Gdol Maktan. Actually, that's a point we said before. Let's strike that. So the problem with this approach of Tosafot Sanhedrin is that it's the Gemara says that it's based on Zachin. So Tosafot realizes that, and Tosafot says, no. When the Gemara says it's based on Zachin, it's not describing the mechanics of the Geirus. That's not what the Gemara is doing. When the Gemara says Zachin, it's addressing a moral question. We're going to take some child and just like make him a Jew? Like we're going to go proselytizing children? How can you do that? How can you stick a kid with Tariyag Mitzvahs? Now, how can you do that to a child? So the Gemara says, no, don't worry. It's good for him. Meaning, but it's not addressing a mechanical question of the Geirus. It doesn't work. Doesn't it work? How does it work? It works because it's Begufo. You're doing a Maisa Geirus, Begufo, he's a Geir. But the moral question of, you know, why is this okay? Why are we okay with this? We're okay with this because it's the greatest favor you'll ever do for him in his entire life. So the Gemara in Ksubas is only addressing why we should be doing such things. So again, so we're keeping score, 4 mal, right? We have the first day in Tosfos, the whole thing is only Midrabanan. We accept all the premises, and the whole thing is only Midrabanan. Then we have Tosfos and Ksuba's second answer. No, it's Midaraisa. It's Midaraisa. But when it says Chus Gamur, then there is Shlichus for a Katan, there is Zuchia for a Katan. Then we have the Ritva. Nah, Zechiah is not mitam shlichus. There's no shlichus for a katan, but Zechiah is a totally separate thing. And then we have Tosfos and Masech Sanhedrin that Ger Katan doesn't even work through Zechiah. Either Gemara said it does. Nah, that's not describing how Ger Katan works. That's just describing why it's okay to do it. So, depending on which of those mahalchim you take, when the Gemara then goes and says, Higdili yichadu limchos, what does that mean? And how does that work exactly? It's somewhat shocking. You never find that you can cancel a Geirus L'mafreya. Right? One thing we've learned over the past few weeks, we've learned hopefully a few things over the past few weeks. One of them is once a person is a Ger, if he starts violating Averus, he's just a Jewish Avarian. He's not, you don't lose the Geirus. Save for the, even in the case where he goes and he celebrates at Red Lobster, that's just Megala that he was never a Ger to begin with. Meaning it's not that we're Oker a Geirus L'mafreya, it's just that it was just, obviously there was never a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs if he goes and he celebrates his Geirus at the Red Lobster. Right? But we never have, like, a person is a Ger and then we're going to cancel it L'mafreya? So there is a Gemara that if you did Zechiah, let's say you do a Zechiah, the person found out about it, and the person tells you, you know, you say, great news! I got you this fantastic, I don't know, Gemara. And you tell the guy, like, I knew you always wanted this. And he's like, I hate that Gemara. I never wanted that Gemara. I go to sleep every night saying, I hope no one ever gets me that Gemara, right? So then it's like, he's Megala, that it's, what? You need also Hadar, yeah. That's so then he's Megala, that it's not a Zuchus for him, B'chlal. So if he's Megala, it's not a Zuchus for him, B'chlal, the whole thing falls apart. So if that's the case, Higdili Chol Limchos makes perfect sense. And it works Midin Zachin, and Higdili Chol Limchos says, this isn't a Zachos for me, I'm not happy about this. Don't want it. No thank you. So that makes perfect sense. As soon as he's able to know and to understand. However, according to Sanhedrin, the mechanics of the Geirus wasn't Zachiah. What's the mechanics of the Geirus? It was because Beis Din is acting directly begufo shel katan, and they're doing a ma'aseh geirus on him. How does Higdili Chol Limchos work then? So Tosfos says that what was nasa begufo katan was the mila and the tevila, Tosfos Sanhedrin says. One thing you can't say is nasa b'guf hakatan is habalos mitzvos. And he's still missing that ingredient of the geirus. He's still missing a kabbalas mitzvot. He's just not ready to do it yet. So when he's older and he's mature enough and has enough das to do a kabbalas mitzvot, higdili chol limchos is another way of saying that when he's not moche, there is his kabbalas mitzvot, and that completes the geirus. So it turns out that according to us in Sanhedrin, the rule of Higdili Cholim Limchos just means that he never did a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So the Geirus is never really Chal yet. He's just waiting for Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Nafkamini between Tosas and Ksubas about Zuchus Gomer and Tosas and Sanhedrin about Begufa Shel Katan. So many Nafkaminas. Maybe the Nafkamina would be, what if he never finds out that he was a Geir? You never tell him. Right? Adopt a child, raise them all. And the parents, you know, it used to be a thing. Now social workers will tell you otherwise, but it used to be a thing that never to tell a kid that he was adopted. And find out when he's, when he's an adult, and then he'll be, then his whole life will fall apart. But, you know, like now, like they say, just like make it a natural thing that he just knows from a young age. Right? And that's why I mentioned that the guy applied for smicha, told me he was adopted, and he's a ger, ger katan. I said, when did you find out you were adopted? He said, I don't know, I always knew. Like, it was just always, it was never a big deal, because that's just what it always was. So what it used to be, they would never tell a kid, right? So what if you never, ever tell the kid? And he just grows up, and now he's a... So nafkamina would be, if he never finds out if he's a ger, if you do zechiyah for somebody, and he never finds out that you did it for him, so what's the working assumption? When you, let's say, I'm zoch, I see $1 million on the street, and I think, wow, my friend would love, Alicia would love $1 million. I know it. I know he wants $1 million. So I pick up $1 million, and I have in mind that it should, let me not use a person, actually, because of the example, where this example is going. So I pick up the $1 million, and I think of, my friend would love $1 million. And then my friend drops dead, right? So do his Yorshim get that $1 million? Do his Yorshim get that $1 million? No, what do you say? Yeah. The working assumption with the Sechia that yes, it's true. He can say, I hate $1 million. I learned Orcha Sadiqim this summer. Money is bad. I don't want any. Right? It's true. He could say all those things. But the working assumption is that it's his. So if he never finds out, he's a ger. If it works, me din Sechia. But. If you hold like Tosfos in Sanhedrin that he still needs to do his own Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he never had a chance to do a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So it could be that he never finalized his Judaism. What if you hold that Beis Din is apotropos of Yisomim? So that also would be easy. If you assume apotropos, so Beis Din's doing the Kabbalah's mitzvahs for the kid and he's Jewish. So that could be a nafkamina. I mean, continuing to live a life of mitzvahs, we view as his acceptance. Yeah. Yeah, it's not as clear. Yeah.
What would we say that Tosfos in Sanhedrin is like Tosfos Milo Tavla? Because it would be hard to say that, like, there's a status of geirus for this katan, that Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos is like the entire process is subsumed by Kabbalah, like the whole point. But if Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos, including the Milu Tvila, are just statuses of Kabbalah's
Mitzvos. Are just stages.
Right, stages in Kabbalah's Mitzvos. But if Kabbalah's Mitzvos is a separate stage, then maybe there's what to get off the ground.
I'm not following your chakir. Kabbalah's Mitzvos is about being the Etzem HaGeirus versus a step of
the geirus. Exactly.
Right.
So, the stoma, the way I assumed it was that Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samaches, is saying that that the Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos is a step in the Geirus. Because otherwise, how does Katan have any value in his Geirus, or any value at all, what's going on, if he doesn't have that stuff? He doesn't even apply Kachem Kager, because he's a Katan, so therefore,
right.
The same way Herzaz Dom doesn't apply for Gadol's Manazeh, so Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos doesn't apply to the Katan.
I don't know, Mistar.
Right, that part,
right. Yeah.
And does Tosfos read in Tosfos in Sanhedrin where he came and shaved Yilasha Achas in your
Holy Post? Because he already did a couple of mitzvahs. He's a Jew. Once you're a Jew, you can't.
It sounds like
Right. There's an right. That's the chiddush of Ger Katan, that there's an assumed Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But that's what the Shah Achaz does, is that he's got a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. No, because no one says he actually. I mean, the Gemara says you don't have to actively accept that. The way they built the gevurah for Ger Katan is that that counts as Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Right, okay, so that's a different sugya for a different time, right? How Zechia works exactly. No, I don't want to get into that right now. Now, what, yeah?
According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, what is his Jewish status until he's 13? Like, without the Kabbalas Mitzvahs, is he a full Jew until he has the Kabbalas Mitzvahs?
Good question, right? Good question. I mean, that was really, I guess, where we were at. Is he like a half a Jew? Is he like a zero Jew? That may depend on how you view Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if it's the entire Etzem HaGeirus, or it's just a step in the Geirus. It's a good question. Now, Rashi writes, Ger Katan im Eimlo Av v'imo hivi asal l'hizkaya. What does Rashi mean by that? If he doesn't have a father, his mother brings him to be Megayer. So the Rashi from Ksuba says there's no difference between a father and a mother in this regard, and they can each bring him separately. The only difference is whether the parent is also converting. Because we assume nichlu lemevad my David avu no ima, meaning he's always happy to go along with what mommy and daddy are doing. So the Ritva says that if he has his own das and he wants to convert, we'll do it unless he has no das klal. But the Rashba writes, the ein bezin machzirin lomel velitbol as hagerim haktanim me atzma, which implies that you always can be megayer him. We're just not going to recruit him. Meaning even without a father or mother, the gerus would work. You're just not going to recruit him and look for him to do the gerus. The Mordechai quotes a Ravya that the Eiri Kigon Shamer Gieruni, but a Meinu Rotsa Einu Ger. That if he's not interested, then he's not a Ger. So this is a Machlokas. It's quoted in Darkei Moshe. What exactly does his role of wanting have to be, and how does that relate to his parents? So the Mordechai writes that Im Giru Abezin Me Atzman Lo Aviger. But the Ran says, "Ein chilik bein baldis gair osha bezin giru me'atzman." Meaning, this machlokas we showed him. Does he have to at least say he doesn't have das? But does he have to at least say, "I'm interested"? Or can we just go and proselytize him? Now we wouldn't. It's not nice. But does it work if we do it? So that's an interesting thing to think about. Like, why yes, why no? You know, there's some sofer that says that higdili cholin limchos only works if he converted without his family. But if he converted together with his family, then there's no kiddili chol limchos, because it's such a zechus gomer that he loses the ability to make a macha. If you hold like Tosfos Sanhedrin, what? It's got nothing to do with whether it's zechus gomer or not. He needs to do a couple of mitzvahs. So, you know, like if you have a whole family that's being megayer, and one of them is not mekabel mitzvahs, so then that one's not a ger. Meaning, if you're saying it all works within Zechia, so you could say, okay, there's one type of Zechia that's so big that you're not even going to need Higdili Chol Nimchos, because it's just such an absolute Zechus. And that's if the whole family is being Megayer. I get that, if it works within Zechia. But if you say that Tosfos Sanhedrin doesn't even work within Zechia, what does that have to do with whether his brothers and sisters and mother and father are converting? He needs a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. If he doesn't do Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's not gonna work. So maybe another nafkamina between Tosfos and Sanhedrin versus everybody else. But there is a discussion in Poskim and Rishonim what his status is in the in-between time. Do we assume that when he makes a macha'a, he's okay the gerus the mafreya? Meaning, do you go back and declare, let's say, when he's mocha, that you declare any wine that he may have touched to be ayin esach? If he's mekadish nisha, do you assume kedushin is now batal? So Rashi writes in Dibra Maskel al Das Beisdin that varehu ger al yedehen umago biyayin kosher. He's a ger, and therefore when he touches wine, it's kosher. Why is he doing a touching wine? Of all things, to give an example of, the implication of Rashi is Rashi wanted to give an example of a din d'rabbanan, that mida oraisa, touching a guy touches wine, there's nothing wrong with your wine, right? Mida oraisa, what does a guy have to do to make it aser? menasich l'avodah zara. Menasich l'avodah zara. If he's not menasich l'avodah zara, it's a din drabana. In fact, if a guy picks up your open bottle of wine, it's not so pashut that the wine becomes asur either. He's got to be meshach sheikh or something. He's got to do something with it in order for it to be asur. It's important to know that a lot of what we do with wine that's not mavushal is a chumrah. Like most of the time, like if we leave wine with the cork in it in the refrigerator, and we see that the housekeeper cleaned out the refrigerator, picked up the wine, okay, we throw out the wine right away. That's probably a chumrah. It's probably not mi'akredin. It's important to know that because, not that you shouldn't keep that chumrah, it's a wonderful chumrah to have, but sometimes the chumrah is a kula. Because there's another halacha that if wine is Shemitah wine, Utzer Beis Din, Shemitah wine has Kedusha Shviyas, then you're not allowed to destroy it. You're not allowed to spill it down the drain. You're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. So what are you going to do? They ask you, came and picked up the wine. So you can say, it's Tamiyenim, now it's us. I'm not allowed to have it. If that's only a chumrah, you should probably drink that wine. Right? You should probably not keep that chumrah and still drink that wine. But anyway, so Rashi gives this example of someone just asked me recently, is there such a thing that if the Nachri looks at the wine, that it becomes us? Like, and can you find a wine that a Nachri never looked at? Like, how do you know, before it was Mavushal. Like, all wine is only Mavushal because they cook it in the... So you have to find a winery where only from people work at the winery. And they never even looked at the wine. So I said, that sounds a little bit ridiculous to me. Like, I never heard of such a thing. So someone heard me say that. I guess I said it in the shiur. Did I say that in the shiur? I did, okay. So someone emailed me, Maramakov. There's a Maramakov for such a... it's such a chumrah. Okay. So I guess some have a practice to be machmir like that. But anyway, so Rashi gives an example of a din drabanan. According to Tosus, according to the first day of Tosus, the entire Geirus Katan is only drabanan. It's very mistabit that it's not nekar al mafreya, but that when he makes the macha, the rabbanan just remove the Geirus that they granted him in the first place. Meaning the whole Geirus only works with drabanan, so they give him this Geirus with drabanan, and then when he makes macha, they take away the Geirus with drabanan. It doesn't have to be okar al mafreya, because the whole thing was the rabbanan get to mold it, they get to shape it however they want, so they shaped it in this way. The Ritva, though, writes, Vade davi ger midoraisa, v'som chanalav l'kol davar, kivindus chusulav, shouldn't you be worried that he might make a macha yeshlomar? The kivish and his chanich mikatnusa v'hurgal b'taras Yisrael hakadosha mistama lo yasur mimena. He was raised in this way with shemiras Torah and mitzvos. He's not going to ever abandon that. Umilsa dulo shchicha v'sheyimcha. It's not at all common that he's going to make a macha. V'kol milsa dulo shchicha lo chashin la'afilu midaraisa. And even on a daraisa level, you don't have to worry about a milsul shchicha, implying that it's chal midaraisa. I mean, explicitly saying it's chal midaraisa right away, but sounds like it's going to be nekeres l'mafreya. It's just that you don't have to worry that that's going to happen because it's a milsul shchicha that a 13-year-old is going to defy his entire family and say, "I'm going to live a different life than everybody else is living." Right, so it's a mitzvah shchicha, especially if you got to taste the sweetness of Torah and everything else. So it's a mitzvah shchicha, you have to be choshesh for that, and therefore you could drink the wine that he touches in the meantime, and you can assume that he's a Yisrael Gomer in the meantime. But l'chora, it means that it would be nekar l'mafreya. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher and Shabbos and Siman Lamed Aleph, which I've told you when I brought my kids to meet Rav Asher Weiss when they were little. I was telling you how much I was enjoying the Minchas Asher on Shabbos. I love Minchas Asher on Shabbos. And the Gemaras are really, really good. Nice, long pieces on Muktzah. He has amazing pieces on Muktzah. So he said, he stopped for a second, he said, Minchas Asher on Shabbos is a really good sefer. Mm-hmm. He's like, he took a moment to take pride in his Minchas Asher on Shabbos. So, my son Yonah, every time I quote the Minchas Asher, he says, Minchas Asher on Shabbos is a really good sefer. So Rav Asher Weiss writes, "V'nei b'ksubus yiralv amralv mevur demadbilim ger katan al das beizdin." Ach, migdil yichal nimchos. Right, summary of the Gemara: madbilim al das beizdin, migdil yichal nimchos. V'nemur b'rishonim kama drachim bebir advar. A lot of approaches in the Rishonim. Hatayz shom kasu davi gerit zraban b'vad kiven shein zechiyah la'akum kiven shkein yachal nimchos k'shigdil. Tosa says all things drabanan, so the rabbanan get to shape the whole thing, and that's how he did the chol nimchos. Haritvas yirlei de kabal sol mitzvos enema akeves. The Ritva says that it's like an Isha as far as Mila is concerned. That there's one step of the Geirus. It's not Shaykh to him. So the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is not Ma'akev. Ulshitas al Karch, Mashiachalim Chos Kshigdil, Enim Shum Dalidim Achos of Batak Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. And therefore, according to the Ritva, the ability to be Mocha is not because you're being Vata Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Elim Shum Dalidim Achos of Nisbar Shem Geirus Zuchusla, Elachova, Vein Chavalolot, Mishlo Bufanav. All you're doing is you're saying that it wasn't a Zuchus for me the whole time, but it's got nothing to do with Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. It's about whether it was a Zuchus for him. Vizat Pashut. Ah, Hatayis Sanhedrin Samaches on Beis Kasvu, Bizat Derech Shlishis. But Tosus has this whole new approach in Sanhedrin. V'tochen tevarv, tebevadai amigeris taraisa, bilukatan adas vezin, ve'ein zichia zudome l'shar zichia z'mamon, kivin shu zoche ba'atzmo, shenasi Yisrael. He's being zoche himself. Ach imigdilu yicholim limchos, kivin shetzarech lekabel ol mitzvos. Higdilu yicholim limchos is kabel os mitzvos. Udvreim tzarech biur gadol. Says Rav Asher, I don't know what's going on with that Tosfos. The manushach, kivin shetzar kabbalas al mitzvos liikuva. If you need kabbalas mitzvos liikuva, right? That's something that's absolutely mocking the geirus. Im kein echnas a gemer nator bekatnuso. So what happened when he was a kid? What happened when he was 4 years old and you dunked him in a mikveh and you gave him a mila? What happened? Did he become a Jew? If you hold that it's ma'akiv al geirus. Of course, kabbalas al mitzvos ma'akev. Ach b'chi agav nedibshas hagerus lo shayich adayin kabbalas al mitzvos. Ki amizgayer hu katan. But in a situation where the person who's being megayer is a child, so it's not shayich kabbalas al mitzvos. Mahani hagerus lo lo kabbalas al mitzvos. Ad sheyagiel lizman chiyuva, that the gerus works now on an interim basis until he gets to zman chiyuva, till he becomes an adult. Va'azai mischadish tzorech bekabalas al mitzvos lashlamas hagerus, and then at that point there's a new chiyuv that kicks in to complete the gerus called kabalas al mitzvos. V'im lo yikabalas. All mitzvos, paka geruso. And if he doesn't take it then the gerus stops. It's severed. Umistaver de paka lemafreya. To ha gerus pekat nizloka balsa mitzvos mitla talia v'kai atriyucha lekabal al atzma all mitzvos pekaduso. This is not where I saw him going. I thought he was going to finish the sentence by saying, and since it worked at the time, and he did everything he had to do, and it was on an interim basis, a new chiyuv kicks in when he's a bar mitzvah. If he doesn't take advantage of that, so then going forward, he's not a Jew. No, it says mistaver that it's pakal lemafreya. You know, I think interim. I think like an interim coach, right? You have the coach gets fired in game four of the NFL season, so they hire some offensive line coach who, you know, doesn't know a linebacker from a defensive back, you know, to be the head coach on an interim basis, right? Because the head coach was gambling on the games or something. Whereas they just needed somebody. It's an interim basis. And then the next year they hire a real coach. So what, the guy wasn't that good? He was. It's just, you know, then when the season, but no, says Rav Asher, the whole thing is batel mafreya. Because it's as if it was hanging in the balance that the status was not yet determined. So it's mitzvah tali v'kai atshiyuchal kabel atzma al mitzvahs v'kabuso. It's all hanging until he could be mekabel mitzvahs. But if he is mekabel mitzvos, it turns out that he was ger the whole time. So when is the gerus chal? It's chal right now when he's a child. But if he's moche, then it was never chal.
How can anybody say that it works in Afra? If the Gemara says that we're only afraid that she's going to have the ksuba, that we're
going to
be giving money to a non-Jew. We're not afraid that she's
married,
literally married somebody who might have been Jewish.
You can say like the Ritva, that it's such a Mitzvah Shchicha, that in a Daraisa Lavi, you don't have to be worried about a Mitzvah Shchicha. Right? So the Mitzvah Shchicha explains that even according to Tosfos Sanhedrin, the Geirus is Minat Torah. When you're Mocha, it's Nekar L'Mafreya. So there's a Tshuva in Chasam Sofer, in Yerdeh Simration and Gimel, He has a long discussion whether it's mutter to be mevarech b'shas milas geris gerim ketanim. Can you say a bracha when you mal a ger kata? Or do you have to be concerned that it might be neker l'mafreya? And he says in that tshuva that it is neker l'mafreya. But he says afal pikein mevarechin below pikbuk. You absolutely can say a bracha. Why? Yeah, the same sort of the ritva. Yeah, it's going to be neker l'mafreya if he's mocha. But who's mocha? No one's ever mocha. For every one story you hear about someone who said, you know, sayonara, I'm leaving, there are thousands that don't. You know, there are thousands that stay. Now, just the ha'ara, which is like a little bit wild, I think Rav Zilberman mentioned it the other day, the simple reading of Higdilu suggests that macha would happen at the age of 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, or when they have beisaros. However, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva Yardesim Kufpei Dalid writes, Ukvar orarni chachamecha, the fimash chas varosh b'tshuva, de ben yud gimel legadlus, who kikol shiurin alach lamoshe misinai. Why is it that a 13-year-old is determined to bar mitzvah? It's a shir. Just like a kezayis is a shir, a kabetza is a shir, whatever, we have shirim in the Torah. So this is a shir like any other shir. It's memsof or a mikvah is a shir. This is a shir. Yud gimel legadlus. It's alach lamoshe misinai. Shir and chatzitz and mechitz and are all alach lamoshe misinai. Well, if Fimash Chasarab and Paraktes Mimlach Melach Yud, Lo Nemru Hashirim L'Bnei Noach. But the Rambam writes, Shirim don't apply to B'nai Noach. Meaning when B'nai Noach have an Isra, how much Eivra Menachai are they not allowed to eat? Mashu. There's no Shir for a Ben Noach. Oh, so maybe there's no such thing as a Bar Mitzvah for a Ben Noach. Im Kein Mele Ein Din Gadlus V'Kadlus B'nai Noach. There's no din of being a gadol when you become 13 for a ben noach. V'tikshi ha'aramim shekasa sham perigil alach beiz uliyolim einon shmeim lo katan lo cheresh lo shota. Aye, but the Rambam says that ben noach katan doesn't get punished for violating the Shev mitzvos. So v'yishavti lo devadei hadvin an shanim v'simanim hu shi'ur alach l'mosh v'sinai afilu yimaskil ben das lo yischai v'ashigil l'shiru d'mosh rabbeinu lo v'shalom v'shanim v'simanim v'zelo nitan l'bnei noach. Aval kolpanim katan bardas asher pituyo uritzono ones ukecheresh v'shota gam b'nei noach patim. Meaning, there is no din of shirim for b'nei noach, but there's a din of being a bardas. So since bar mitzvah is a shir and shirim don't apply to b'nei noach, the din of ekdilu is dependent on his development of reasonable das, and that could happen way before bar mitzvah. You know, you always have like those kids that are a little precocious, right? That like, in fifth grade, he's running a business and taking advantage of all of his friends, and you know, comes home with all their lunch money, right? You know, you have those guys, right? So maybe he's a bar das already at a younger age. He doesn't need to be 13. The Chalkas Yoav in Aruch Chaim Siman Aleph disagreed strongly, and says a guf divrei chasam sof biyardei lo nihira klal. You're going to tell me a Jewish child doesn't become a bardas till he's 13, but a ben noach becomes a bardas earlier? No way! In fact, Rav Asher Weiss writes that it's pela hadvarim shechazal v'kol gedolei rishon v'aposmu dorzeim sosmu v'kosvu digdili chol limchos, that for all of eternity, for centuries, we have the statement of the Gemara digdili chol limchos. And the Chasam Sofer is saying, and they're misleading us because no one ever decided to tell us. By the way, Higdilu is totally subjective and it could be different for every kid. It's a pelle. You can't think like that. It doesn't make any sense, says Rav Asher Weiss. That when we say Lo Nitnu Hashirim L'Bnei Noach. When we say that B'nai Noach don't have shirim, it means that the quantitative measures, kezayis, things like that, but didn't gadlus yud gimel shanim shtei saros, ain't b'chlal. That's not part of the shiurim that B'nai Noach don't have when you're 13 years old, shtei saros. Ukshenitna halachu mosh misinai b'din zeh, nemra halachazu b'im b'yisrael b'im b'nai Noach. And the halacha Moshe Misinai about when you become a gadol, that's a metzius, that's a reality, that's a din in the human condition. That's not about a halacha for Bnei Yisrael. That achil is defined as a kezayis. You know that an etzem kisa'ora is metame b'maga, whatever. Those are halachos for Bnei Yisrael. So those shirim are only for Bnei Yisrael, but a shir that's about the human condition and the reality of what, and that's what we assume. We always assume the Zman Macha is 13. Is that the Bar Mitzvah? Ah, so Lechora, that's where we're going. So Lechora, this is all totally on how you view him up until this point, right? Meaning, if you say that up until this point he's been only a Jew midrabanan, so then he's not a Jew yet, then you have this whole problem. But if you say that he's been a Jew midaraisa this whole time, even if it's mitla tali, even if it's hanging in the balance, it's hanging in the air, so but he's a Jew, so he has a shir of Yud Gimel Shani. Now, there is a major discussion in Poskim. New topic now, whether you need to inform the child when he reaches Bar Mitzvah that he has an opt-out clause. So new, let's say according to each of the Rishonim, according to the Tosfos Sanhedrin, Samaches and Beis, that the Kabbalah's Mitzvah of the Katan is done when he becomes an adult and is not Mocha, it would be absolutely imperative to tell him. Because he hasn't finished his Geirus yet. The Imacha'a is a Chelek of his Geirus. Right? Meaning the refusal to make a macha is chelik of his gerus. But if he doesn't know that he has an option, then there never is a moment of I macha, of not making a macha. According to the Shita Gretzis quotes the Shita Yeshana, that the Alpha Gav Tzorek Chabala Hani Miliyecha Te Efshav, Vukatel No Efshav, Nafkamina Di Nagab Yayin Lavi Yayin Nesach. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, according to the Ritva, and those that say that you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvah at all, it's just not no gear to him. Okay, so then as long as it's not mocha, it's fine, and yeah, there's no reason to tell him. Tosus and Ksubas understands that Gerus works through Zachin, and the Macha is Megala that in fact it wasn't a Zachus for him, which would then be Mevatel the Gerus. But so long as he doesn't reveal, like we said before, just like a kid never finds out, then it's no problem. So as a matter of halacha, what do we say? Do you have to tell him? So Rav Asher Weiss writes in a tshuva, since it seems to be machlux rishonim and no one is machria clearly, you got to be machmir. That you do it like right when he becomes bar mitzvah. Better if you do it like a moment before he becomes bar mitzvah, so he goes into the bar mitzvah knowing about it. Rav Moshe in Yerodeich Elgalvsim Kuf Samach Aleph says the truth is maker din. You don't have to tell the kid. But it's really foolish not to tell him. If he finds out at 13, he's very unlikely to reject the Geirus. If he finds out at 18, that's a different story. Right? However, Rav Vazner in Shevet HaLevi Chelkei Simon Kuf Nun says that in extenuating circumstances, you don't have to let them know. He talks about a Kala who was adopted and had no idea. And Lufia Matzav, he describes Karv Levade Shemil Yodil La Kala, he Tivrach, Machmas Busha. She's going to be so humiliated, she's going to run away if you tell her. Osha Dabar Yazik Labof in Kufanio Nafshi, or she might self harm, or she might be emotionally unstable. So he says, maybe then you could be Makel not to tell her. Meaning, if they would have asked you when she was 12, should you tell her? Of course he'd tell her. But if it's a situation where telling her is going to do more damage, see, I call it Firos Enei Adayin, you have to figure it out. And maybe you could rely on those that would say that you don't have to tell her. However, if Sturmbach says that in normal adoption cases, Delot Tzarek Lo Dio, Lefnei Sheyag, Del Sheyach Olim Chos, Sheikaril Shalom Echa, Hushem Egal Hashem Zezchus Avuro, says Rav Sturmbach, the whole point of the Mecha is just to say it's not Zezchus. But if he's machzik biyadus, it's a gufa kabbalah. If he's living like a Jew, then it's fine. That's a kabbalah. That's a chacha. That the gerus is a zechus for him. V'shuv ein yoch limchos midine mishpat. Wow. The question is like, when exactly does he have to be mocha? Like, the first second? Kivin shigdil shachas v'lo mocha. So it's mamisha. So how do you time that? Ben Hashmashos keherevay. At some point during Ben Hashmashos, he became a bar mitzvah. So the Ritva raises this question. Nim Tomer hechav shol samtzim shetubcha kshtagdu mamish lialter. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu eini yichol limchos. Mitkamer gdilu yichol limchos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu eini yichol limchos. Because I'm a hashda. Before that, it's too early. After it, it's too late because it's already been Shachas. So how do you like hit that moment? So it says Ritva two things. First of all, Deinim Gerim Gemurah Shemadino Sam Matan Tzcharim Vonshim Shemadzik Shegdilim. The Kamer Kivin Shegdilah Shachas Begerus Gemurah Ach Shegdilah Umodino Onshim Tzcharim Shemitzik Shevein Yichol Limchus. You manufacture that moment. You manufacture that moment when you sit them down and you have a talk with them and you say, look, here's the deal. There's mitzvos, there are averos, you have the right to choose not to do it. And then that's the moment. At that moment. So it's not Higdilu Sha'achas when his birthday hit. No, it's whenever you sit him down and have that conversation. Second, he says, alternatively, he says, maybe you told that you have the conversation with him when he's 12. And in order to be Moche, he has to be screaming the whole time. Don't want it, don't want it, don't want it, don't want it. Happy birthday, don't want it. But now he's out. Right? That has to. So the first answer sounds like that when we let him know, he has a moment to be Moche. The second answer assumes that he has to start being Moche before his bar mitzvah so that he. So Rav Asher Weiss has, you know, Kedarko Bekodesh, a very reasonable mahalich in how to deal with this conversation with the child. Yesh la'asoso b'tahalich midurag. It's midurag?
Stages.
Madrega after madrega. It should be a process. T'biyom sh'nichlas ol mitzvos yesh l'sh'olotov in mekabalu ol mitzvos. Modim lo shigeru. Let him know he's a ger. Ask him if t'yesh lach mirbiyom zeh shem kvar gadolim. Imkein roi sh'miyad yekabal ol mitzvos. And then Yesh Lachs of Lasos Kin Shuv Kasher Hevi Beisaros Bivados. When you see that he's hit puberty, if he hadn't gotten there at the age of Bar Mitzvah, so do it again. Have this conversation again. Uba Emes Nir Delivery Shona Yesh Lish Oloso Shelus Lufnei Bar Mitzvah. And really, the first conversation should be before the Bar Mitzvah. Tal Lushitas Rashba Veritva Lo Mahani Machas Olachar Shigdil. Because after all, there's one day in the Ritva that he needs to, the Machala has to be coming into his birthday. The Tzarek Limchus Mitok Katnus, Lachar Gadlus. Ulemaisa. So, meaning what he first says is, you got to be Machmer for all the possibilities. Right? That Igdil Chol Limchus is from before his Bar Mitzvah, so he's coming into it with the Machala. And that's when you have a conversation with him after he becomes Gadol. But Gadol might mean when he becomes 13, or Gadol might mean when he has Shtei Saros. So, have three different conversations. Easygoing conversations. Ulamaisa yesh lomar li yelad bini imim shabiyad olimchos kshumiskariv legila mitzvos. Lamaisa, here's what should happen. When he gets close to the age of mitzvos, have a pleasant conversation with him, say it softly. Vashuv biyom bar mitzvah, vashuv kshavish te saros. Vein sarach lasos mitzvah maimad miyuchad. So I'll be like, come into my office. You know, like, it should be, you're throwing a ball around in the backyard. Hey, by the way. You get to leave Judaism. You know, so it should just be more laid back. It shouldn't be like this, you know, bring a group of rabbis to sit around with imposing beards like my awesome beard. And like, you know, like it shouldn't be like that. But Noach v'Noyim. Libi, then Rav Asher says, I don't even know that you really have to tell him that it's Biyad Olimchos. V'lotzis min haklal. Eladai b'kach she'shol l'masolim hu sameach b'kach she'giruhu u'maskim l'davar. I think it's good enough to just ask him if he's happy about the fact that he's a Jew and he's maskim. Shrei midin zachan asinu lak she'megal adaitu she'sameachu b'yosogeh. If it all works with din zachin, the whole idea of Igdil Yichol Limchos is he's acknowledging that it's a zechus. V'gam ledas atos b'sanedron asovim shemashay namochi yesh kan kabbalos mitzvos. And even according to the Sanhedrin, that the imachoa, the not being moche, is a kabbalos mitzvos. Near Baruch she'ein zu kabbalos mitzvos kechelik mimaisa giur. It doesn't mean like a regular kabbalos mitzvos. Does anyone say that his imachoa has to happen in front of a Beis Din? It's obviously not a regular Kabbalah's mitzvah. It's just being mevara that he really wants to join Klal Yisrael. So he's only say, hey, aren't you happy to be Jew? And he says, yeah, I love being a Jew. That's it. You don't need to have the soul. You don't have to say you have an option to be mocha. You don't have to give him an option. Which, by the way, when I saw Rav Asher Weiss, now I understood why that guy told me. I told you that story at the beginning of the summer, right? At his bar mitzvah, this guy at his bar mitzvah, I asked him, were you ever given the option? And he said, I never thought it was, and I remembered at my bar mitzvah. I was davening in Rome, I was terrified to, shaking like a leaf. I'm about to get up the lane. And Rabbi Baum comes over to me and he grabs me by the lapels and he says, you love being a Jew? You want to be a Jew? And I said, yeah! And he said, all right, go up there, Elaine! He said, that was the whole conversation. I'm like, does that work? That's the Higdili Cholili. He didn't even know that he could say no. He said, I had no idea that I could say no to that. But yeah, I was excited for my bar mitzvah. Mistama, Rabbi Baum asked, Rav Asher Weiss, how should the conversation go? And Rav Asher said, make it fun. Make it enjoyable. The ne'imos. And just give him the, don't tell him. You don't have to tell him he has an option otherwise. Just confirm that he's happy about being a Jew. So he had that conversation. And that's it. Shine, he's gay. And now he's applying for smich. Where it gets complicated is, what if he's been a bar mitzvah for a while and he's acted as a Jew after his bar mitzvah, and then when he's 18 he finds out that he can be mocha? Does he still have the right to be mocha at that point? So l'chor, according to Rav Asher Weiss, no. Right? Meaning he's confirmed that he's happy about being a Jew. He probably sang Geshmak to be a Yid 1,000 times. Right? Depending what school he went to again. He's heard all these Musar Shmuzim where he's like, yeah, but by 18 he was not so Geshmak. So Rav Moshe in Yardeich HaGavsim Kusam Kwe says that he could be Mevatel the Gerus in such a case. But Rav Shturmbach in Shufus Van Hagos says it's too late. And that's why Rav Shturmbach thinks better not to let him know. No sense in letting him know. But, I think the proper Mahalich is do have some sort of conversation when he's 13 to confirm it. We had a case, I told you, I think, at the beginning of summer also about that. We had a case in DRS like that, where a kid didn't show up to shir one Sunday, and the Kohen said to him, where were you yesterday? And he said, I was in church. And the Kohen said, what? And he said, I found out just recently, the kid already wasn't from ready by the time he was a senior in high school. He wasn't shomer anything. And he said, I just found out that I knew I was adopted my whole life. No one ever told me that I have an opt-out clause. So I'm playing the field. I'm seeing what's out there. So this is the Shaila. Does he really have an opt-out clause? Or is it really better off to just say, he's not from already. Just say, okay, be a good person. Observe the Sheva Mitzvahs. So according to Rav Moshe, yeah. Maybe if he's not from, he's not going to do a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs now. He wants to be Mocha. So okay, let him go. According to Rav Shturmbach, no. He's a Dvar Momdum Bruma Shalalam. And it's machlokas in contemporary poskim, like what to do about it. It's really wild, right? Maybe later we could finish this up somehow, maybe at night center, because what we still didn't discuss is like the biggest deal, which is when you adopt a kid into a non-observant family, comes up all the time, and what do you do with surrogacy, also very nogei lemaisa, comes up all the time. Won't take very long to cover, but let's say 15 minutes or so. 15, 20 minutes probably later. I just got to give a counselor's here and there. 9:15 slots. Maybe we'll make it a 9:40 slot or something like that. Why? Explain. Right. Yeah. Chorot. Exactly those 2 days. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I gotta go get the